Hello and welcome to Mining Stock Daily with me, Paul Harris. I am at the Discoveries Conference 2022 in Hermosillo, Mexico, and we're talking about silver exploration this morning. And I have great pleasure to be joined by Marcio Fonseca, President and CEO of GR Silver Mining. Good morning, Marcio.
Morning, but you need a COO because the CEO is in COO.
Ah, my mistake. President and COO.
Good morning. How are you? Good?
I'm very well, thank you. You made an interesting presentation this morning. You're talking about your Plomosa project and the Plomosa district. You have, you've also got the La Trinidad and the San Marcial deposits. And the key focus of your presentation this morning was on the resource statement update you're planning for the first quarter of next year, which will unify or combine for the first time Plomosa and San Marcial. Why are you combining that? Why is that important for the company?
It's important for the company because first, the two properties are very close by. They have a lot of synergies, same geology. And we have added close to 15,000 meters of drilling. And combining them, we are going to be able to not only increase the resource in each one of the areas, but we are going to go through the 79 million ounces of silver equivalent to a much larger number. As an example, San Marcial, the original resource was 500 meters long. Now we are almost doubling the strike length with the new discovery, which we had the drill hole of 100 meters at 300 grams per ton of silver. So this is creating a much critical mass instead of having just one single area all together next to each other in a much bigger project.
Thank you. You also talked, in addition to combining the resources, you're going to continue with the infill drilling, you're going to continue with exploration, step-out drilling. You mentioned that you've got a 5 kilometer contact. The initial resources you just mentioned was only over sort of 500 meters to 1,000 meters. Yeah. So it seems there's a lot more exploration to come along that contact.
That's true, because after 2 years of a diligent work with a lot of geochemistry, geophysics, we identified a series of anomalies along this contact, and we acquired the concessions nearby to secure the 100% control of the contact that now we believe it's 5 kilometers long. The recent discovery is just in the first portion of the contact, and we will continue to explore, but it's not early stage exploration anymore, it's about drilling. Drilling to continue to discover more. That's what we do.
Okay, so to bring this back into the fuller context, the combined resource in the first quarter of next year, and then is the plan to sort of just continue to grow that, or at some point, or at what point will you look to do a preliminary economic assessment?
The business to continue to expand the resources is going to be continuous, because the mineralization has good continuity along the strike. You keep drilling. As we hit, we keep adding ounces. But for sure, it makes sense at some stage next year to start thinking how we can place some economics in a project that has some basic infrastructure already in place, in a project that part of the areas have already the permits. So that really de-risks the project and make it easier to get the economics more attractive.
Okay, so is part of the ultimate aim for GR Silver to become a silver producer?
It's possible. No, we'll never say no to all these things, because more important for us and to add value to the shareholders is like adding quality of ounces of silver in a district that nobody ever did what we did to consolidate and put everything together 100% controlled by this company.
Consolidate is a word I've heard a lot at this event. We just heard Jean-Marc Staudet of Riverside Resources talking about, you know, his business plan, which is basically as a project generator consolidating districts and then finding partners. Consolidating these historical districts obviously gives you more land, more geological potential, and presumably that gives you the scale potential to make modern mine developments much more feasible.
That's right, because most of the mining companies, successful mining companies, they are made on the basis of controlling mining districts. And in Mexico, it's very common because of the size of the concessions, we have a lot of small concessions and with different owners. And as you probably know, geology, the targets, the deposit, they might cross the boundaries. And then controlling the concessions all around gives the company the control of the destiny, how to continue to drill without need to come back to the market later and buy this concession at much higher price.
Okay. Now, the Plomosa and San Marcial together at the moment have what, 40, let's say 70 million ounces, give or take. So do you expect to see a lot of growth there with the resource update?
I expect to see growth on the average grade going up at the Plomosa's mine, because when we put the first resource together last year, we was initial resource and the grade came in the 40, 50, 60. Which, of course, is low for an underground mine, but historically the mine operated at 180. So we realized that we need more drilling, and we are drilling high-grade results in the mine at Plomosa, so that grade might increase materially from the 40-50. And San Marcial as well, the resource at the top came in the mid-hundreds, 150. And as we spoke earlier and we were talking about, we just put a drill hole of 100 meters at 300 grams per ton. So that shows the order of magnitude what we are dealing here.
Okay, you talked to, as well during your presentation, you're now really sort of focusing on drilling underground. You've done underground development, you've put in underground dual chambers, which gives you, I guess, a better angle of attack to target the sort of the mineralization. Is that going to continue, the underground drilling?
It's continuous as we speak in the Plomosa's mine area because of the 8 kilometers of tunnels. At San Marcial, the underground development is done for what we have done, what we need at this stage. But the most difficult point part is done. We might need some additional drill stations in the next year, but more important now is going to be the surface drilling at San Marcial on the southeast zone discovery, like shallow holes hitting the anomalies along the strike.
Okay, I want to sort of turn more to the sort of corporate side to sort of close up. The silver price, you know, it can be quite volatile. This past week we've seen it come back very strongly. I think yesterday we hit $21 an ounce, perhaps a little bit below that today. What message are you getting from your investors? Do they sort of want to sort of keep you sort of really aggressively sort of targeting this, or is there any sort of move to, you know, it's been very hard to sort of raise money for precious metals companies in recent months, so is there perhaps a bit of caution there now?
What we have been hearing is more like people have an eye, investors in general, for high quality deposits where you have margins, regardless where the silver price or gold price or copper price is. If you are able to prove that you have a sizable deposit, that regardless of the volatility of the market, you can make money.
Yeah.
I think it's a no-brainer. Can be narrow, can be wide. So we are always looking for this kind of really situations with a mineralization or deposit where the margin is likely to be there, or the level of risk is low. So for future development or construction, capital intensity, how much money you need to put that into production or not, is not high. So need to be cautious about this and not looking just the silver price, but also the other elements in the mining development process.
Okay, thank you. Finally, obviously the resource update in the first quarter next year is one of the key targets. What are your other key targets and goals for next year?
We want to, on the top of the resource, of course, provide the market an update on that, but continue to drill along the 5 kilometers contact zone on the anomalies that we know they are there. That would be the major aspect of the next year program for the company, drilling program.
Excellent. GR Silver Mining trades on the TSXV under GRSL and on the OTCQB under GRSLF. Marcio Fonseca, President and COO, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that's all from me, Paul Harris. Join us for more from Mining Stock Daily soon.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.